It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. The only benefit, I think, of COVID is that I typically know where she is, which is somewhere in the wilds of Switzerland. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, good day to you. Yes, I actually am in Switzerland, even though for the first time in many weeks, I could be technically in Germany, for example, because as of yesterday, the borders have opened again. So this is leading me directly to what I wanted to give as a little update today about Europe and the different situations in some of the countries that I'm going to talk about. So I'm going to begin with France, where Macron President Macron is definitely accelerating in easing the restrictions. Of course, France is not COVID-free. You still have plenty of cases, but it's manageable, and this is always the point where countries decide to basically open up. And as of yesterday, as of the 15th of June, a lot of things are possible again. Bars and restaurants are opening up. All schools will also be opening on the 22nd of June, so that we have to wait a little bit longer. All of this, of course, is always with limitations of students and with masks. So none of those of those possibilities are like back to our old normality. It is all with restrictions, but people can have a small gathering of 10 again in France. Cinemas are going to open again from now, the 22nd of June, I believe. Beaches are also opening with a lot of restrictions, but this is a major point considering that the summer season is arriving and that obviously every country is trying to save the season with attracting tourists again. And last but not least, retirements, homes, visits are also allowed. So we can see that France is definitely trying to go back to this so-called the new normality. The same is the case in Germany, where, for example, football matches behind closed doors are allowed again. Shops are open. Schools only partially. They are being very careful with schools. As I said, the borders have been lifted since the 15th of June. So this is it is now technically possible to go from Switzerland to Germany, and German people have the right to come again to Switzerland. They are still very strict on public events, like festivals or a huge gathering of people. This is definitely not allowed, and I believe that until the end of August, it's probably going to stay that way. And all the social distancing rules, of course, are in place for all of this opening of possibilities. A country that did very well, as we remember, is Denmark, who was one of the first country in Europe to lock down, and also one of the first one to open again. They even have social gathering up to 50, and they have opened then some border controls, even though, and that's maybe the interesting point, not with their neighbor Sweden, because as we have talked a few times together, Sweden has followed another path with deciding to not enforce a lockdown, having then as a result a death rate much higher than any of its neighbors, and therefore many countries have problem with opening up with Sweden, and needless to say, they are very upset about that. But I think they are going through a little bit of a political turmoil because of the way they dealt with the virus. So that might be become a topic in our next conversations. Otherwise, what we have observed also in Europe is a so-called travel bubble, which some countries are doing all over the world. That was between Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. They allowed their people to travel in those three countries as long as they didn't travel anywhere else before. In the meantime, they are also slowly opening up with Poland, Germany, France, Austria. So in Europe, there is now definitely, we are going into the direction of opening up all the borders, even though the restrictions still apply. It's worth to mention still quickly Spain, because it's one of the country that was having the worst time in Europe. They are also opening up. Face masks in Spain are mandatory both inside and outside. Schools are only going to reopen in September, which is very interesting. It really shows that they still are under some kind of traumatic experience, and they are not ready to really be as open as some other countries. One can say also that they are lifting borders with Portugal, but Portugal is not so open about that, and is suggested a later date, like the 1st of July, just because in Spain the amount of cases were so high that their direct neighbor, Portugal, is quite afraid of just welcoming Spanish people. Theater and cinemas will only have 30% capacity. And I think bars and restaurants, I don't know exactly, but I think in that range between 30 and 50% capacity. So we can definitely see that Spain is being more careful, and rightly so, than other countries. Talking about another country that unfortunately was really badly hit by this pandemic, Italy. Same as in Spain, Italy will only go back to school in September. A few things are possible again, like, very important for Italy, the Catholic church masses, but it's with really very big social distancing rules and masks. Nightlife, I think, is very reduced, but mid of July it should be possible to go to nightclubs again. And obviously they are also preparing their touristic places, like their beautiful beaches, to attract tourists during the summer. But I believe that it's also going to be with very important restrictions. And last but not least, Switzerland, because I'm seeing that firsthand. It is possible to meet up with 30 people altogether, so you can have small parties, definitely. But any kind of gathering cannot exceed 300 people. Masks are advised, but absolutely not mandatory. And I would say that when I go on the street, a good 50% or more of people do not wear masks. Restaurants and bars, the tables can only welcome up to 4 people, and the tables have to be 2 meters apart. schools are open with social distancing and a limitation on the amount of pupils, and most shops are open. So what is noticeable is that in Switzerland, for example, there are some plans, obviously, for further clusters of COVID-19 cases, but no country lockdown is planned anymore. I guess everybody now knows that to block a complete country brings also an entire set of other issues, and there will be, if that's necessary, probably some local lockdowns in order to stop the virus from spreading. And we can see, for example, a perfect example in Germany, where all of a sudden in one specific area of the city of Berlin, about 300 households have to be put in quarantine because of a cluster of virus cases. So 300 households, it's quite a lot. But it's all in one area of Berlin, and it seems that Germany is also going to deal with those new cases with quarantining maybe areas, maybe some part of cities, whatever it takes to not have to close the entire country again. Another interesting fact, I think, is that 25 tourists who flew to Mallorca had to come back because they were misled on it was a mistake. They were misled on the date that Spain would open completely its border with Germany, which is the 21st of June. It's really in a few days. But still, that's the official date, and so they had to fly back. What I thought was interesting in this case was not the fact that that was a mistake, which even seems to be a very honest mistake, is the fact that one had already tourists flying to Mallorca to have some holiday. Because for many weeks, we were reading and listening to people saying that people would not travel anymore, that the risk would be too big, and that the entire economy would be basically blocked for many years to come. And seeing it with what enthusiasm people are already booking their summer holidays right now, even though the borders are barely opened between some countries and still closed between others, definitely shows that maybe all of these predictions not completely exact. And that there is always this human factor that is sometimes really difficult to quantify. Like another example would be the fact that in China, some luxury shops are selling actually extremely well. And this has even a name. It's called now revenge shopping, showing that for many people, not being able to buy for many months is not really decreasing their will to buy, but rather increasing. Obviously not, and that is always the point. Those are people that obviously can buy, but it definitely shows, nevertheless, that when things begin to normalize a little, many people are definitely willing to come back to some kind of new normality. even though it might not be as enjoyable, but there is a certain wish of normality, and the consumption and the economy might not recover overnight, but seeing how lines are building up in the center of Zurich, in front of many shops, in front of bars and cafes, while I cannot speak for the entire world, there are nevertheless some signs that indicate that the wishes and desires of people in different countries is one of the factors that definitely is difficult to quantify, and also sometimes most difficult to understand, as it is not only a logical reasoning, but also one that is definitely linked with emotions. And that makes maybe the forecast a little bit less grim and dark than anticipated.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.